Hello.
Yes, hi, it's Naftali with Family First Care.
Okay.
Yes, hi. So I see you had your PCP appointment today with
Yeah,
Rita
that's good.
Rita.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Naftali with Family First.
Oh, okay, because I didn't direct you. You called me from a different number. Yeah, they did it over the phone. They didn't come out because of the weather.
Okay.
But yeah, first
That's
they
right.
called and said the person that had death in the family, and they rescheduled me for Friday. Hello?
Yeah, so you
And
rescheduled the room
then
for Friday?
she called me, and then she called me, Ms. Garcia, and did an intake over the phone, and said that I will be receiving a phone call after she processed the paperwork and let me know what the next step will be.
Yes, perfect. So I will receive your PCP form. I see it's still pending with the company, but they will upload the PCP form shortly. And you say that that you didn't have the appointment today with the broker?
Yeah, I told you she did it over the phone.
Yes, right. This is for the PCP form, which we will receive. The question is
Yeah,
about
but I'm still waiting for it. Go ahead.
You were scheduled with the broker as well, with the Pennsylvania broker. You had the schedule for today between 9 to 11. Did someone come down to your house?
No, I'm telling you, they did not come. Somebody called me and did it over the phone.
This is the teller. The telehealth called you. The
Oh, that
telehealth
was
app.
telehealth? Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't say telehealth. She said INET. She didn't say telehealth. Okay, well, I did that part. So a new person supposed to come out Friday between 10 and 12.
Oh, okay.
So,
so you have the Maximus appointment rescheduled for Friday between 10 to 12. So that's actually good. It's the second time that they have to reschedule it.
Yeah, they did this. I know this. So the
yeah,
third time.
I understand. It's just, you know.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what happens on Friday, okay?
Okay, Peter. I'll call you Thursday to remind you about the appointment. And just one more thing about any financials that the county would want to see. So you said that you have one bank account, right?
Huh?
You have one bank account?
Yeah, at the Citadel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So the county would want to see 5 years of statements from that account.
I called them and asked them to print it out, so I just have to go by the bank and pick it up.
Okay, perfect. And once you have it, you can email it to me. I'll send you my email address. And also, if you can ask for your life insurance latest statements. So the county would also want to see your life insurance latest statement. And with that, we should be, all cleared for the financials.
My life insurance statement? What do you mean,
yes.
My payment? My payment,
mm-hmm.
That come out of my bank account. That's auto pay. So it's in there. It's in my statement. That is paid every month.
But they would want to see from the insurance itself, they would want to see like what the cash value is and what the face value is. So the latest statement should be good for that.
Well, I'll have to call them and request it. Then I'll see, maybe they'll email it to me. All right,
yeah.
Then. I'll have to
okay.
do that on tomorrow because they probably closed now. It's the end of the day. So,
right.
You know, I'll do that first thing in the morning. All right,
okay.
I look forward to speaking with you on Thursday, Natalia. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.